Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into AI and ML segmentation.
Yeah, it sounds technical, but the basic idea is pretty simple.
Right, just dividing things up, data, customers, even parts of an image into groups that, you know, share something, make sense of the pattern.
Exactly. We want to make this clear without drowning in jargon.
So first off, let's clarify, segmentation isn't quite the same as classification.
Good point. Classification is like you have pictures, and you label them cat or dog, predefined boxes.
Whereas segmentation is more about finding the groups, like looking at all the pictures and saying, okay, these look similar. Let's call them group A cats, and these look similar, group B dogs. It discovers the groups.
Precisely. And AI has different ways of doing this. We'll touch on unsupervised methods where it finds patterns on its own.
Supervised methods where we give it labeled examples.
And then the really powerful deep learning stuff, especially for images.
Okay, let's start with unsupervised learning. Finding hidden instructions, no labels needed.
K-means is sort of the classic example here.
Right. How does that work again, basically?
Well, imagine you just guess some center points, centroids, for your clusters. Then each data point gets assigned to whichever centroid is closest.
Okay.
Then you recalculate the centroids based on the points assigned to them. And you just repeat that, assign points, update centroids until things stabilize. The goal is making the clusters tight.
Got it. And there's that NIMP thing in tools like scikit-learn.
Yeah, that's important because where you initially guess those centroids can matter a lot, NINIT just tells it, hey, try starting from a few different random guesses just to increase the chances you find the best arrangement.
Makes sense. But K-means has limits, right? It likes round clusters.
It really does. It assumes clusters are basically spherical blobs. And crucially, you have to tell it how many clusters K you're looking for upfront.
Which isn't always obvious. So what if your groups are weird shapes?
Then you might look at something like DBSCAN, density-based spatial clustering. It's a mouthful.
Huh? Yeah. How's it different?
It focuses on density. It finds core points with enough neighbors close by and expands clusters from there. Points that are reachable from core points but don't have enough neighbors themselves are border points.
And if a point is isolated?
That's noise. DBSCAN is great because it can find clusters that are like C-shaped or intertwined, not just blobs. And it figures out noise automatically.
Okay, that sounds powerful. The downside.
You don't need to set K, but you do need to set two other parameters.
Mm-hmm.
EEPs, which is like the maximum distance to look for neighbors, and MinPuts, the minimum number of points needed to form a dense region. Getting those right can be, well, a bit fiddly sometimes.
Right, requires some tuning. What else is there in unsupervised?
Be Gaussian mixture models or GMMs. These are a bit more statistically sophisticated.
How so?
Instead of just assigning points to the nearest center, GMMs think of the data as being generated by a mix of different Gaussian distributions, you know, bell curves.
Mm-hmm.
Each distribution represents a cluster.
So like K-means, but with probabilities and shapes.
Kind of. It uses an algorithm, usually expectation maximization or EM, to figure out the likely parameters. The mean, the covariance or shape, and the weight of each underlying Gaussian component.
And the shape part is key.
Yes, because the covariance allows GMMs to model clusters that are elliptical, stretched out, not just spherical like K-means assumes. In scikit-learn, you can even control this with covariance type, make them all spherical, all elliptical, or let each cluster have its own shape. More flexible, but also more complex.
Okay, interesting. Now, what about when we do have labels? Supervised learning for segmentation.
Yeah, if you have data where you already know the segments, you can treat it like a classification problem. You train a model to predict the segment label for new data points.
So you could just use standard classifiers like decision trees, SVMs.
Exactly. Random forests are often mentioned as a good all-rounder here. Pretty accurate. Handles different types of features well. Less prone to overfitting than single decision trees.
Makes sense. Okay, let's switch to images. That's where deep learning really shines, right? CNNs.
Absolutely. Convolutional neural networks have revolutionized image tasks, including segmentation.
And UNet is a big name there, especially in medicine.
It is. It has this clever U-shape. An encoder path progressively shrinks the image, capturing context, like what's generally in this area.
Downsizing it.
Right. Then a symmetric decoder path expands it back up step by step to create a high-resolution segmentation map.
But how does it keep the fine details during that expansion?
That's the really neat part. Skip connections. They pass high-resolution feature maps directly from the encoder layers over to the corresponding decoder layers. It helps the decoder rebuild the precise details lost during the shrinking phase.
Ah, clever. And why is it so popular in medicine?
Well, medical images often require very precise localization, finding exact boundaries, and UNet is good at that. Plus, you often don't have vast amounts of perfectly labeled medical data, and UNet seems to perform relatively well even with smaller data sets compared to some other huge architectures.
Got it. Then there's MaskRCNN that does something slightly different.
Yeah, MaskRCNN tackles instance segmentation. It doesn't just classify pixels. It detects individual object instances and generates a separate mask for each one.
So if there are three cars in a picture,
it aims to find car 1, car 2, and car 3 and draw a precise outline around each individual car. It builds on object detectors like FasterRCNN and adds a branch to predict these masks. That row-i-line component is crucial for getting the mask boundaries really accurate.
Okay, so just to be clear, the UNet style is more semantic segmentation. Every car pixel gets labeled car.
Generally, yes. Semantic is about assigning a class to every pixel.
Mm-hmm.
Instance segmentation, like MaskRCNN, distinguishes between different objects of the same class.
Right. Lots of options, then.
Definitely. The choice really boils down to, you know, what kind of data you have labeled or unlabeled, image or tabular, what exactly you need to segment, and what computational resources are available.
And how do you know if you've got good job metrics?
Yep. For clustering, you might use something like the silhouette score, which measures how similar points are to their own cluster compared to others. For image segmentation, common ones are intersection over union, IOU, or the Dice coefficient, basically measuring how well your predicted mask overlaps with the true mask.
Okay, that's a great overview. So, wrapping up, the real question for listeners is,
how might you apply this idea? Where could you look for underlying groups or segments in data or problems you encounter? What patterns are maybe hidden just beneath the surface?
A good thought to leave folks with, exploring those hidden structures.
Absolutely. Until next time.